right here on K1. Well, we've got a familiar face and voice that we're going to reintroduce you to. Evelyn Rogers is with us, and good morning, young lady. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's good to be here again.
Well, it's great to have you back. And you're running for House District 1 here in Oklahoma. This goes to Washington, D.C. You're up against the incumbent, Kevin Hern, and also Kojo Asamoah-Cesar, who is running as a Democrat. And that is going to open up our first question.
Okay.
What party are you representing?
I'm being an independent at this point.
You know something? That fits you very, very well.
Well, good.
Now, there are people who remember you when you ran as a Republican, but only the label has changed.
Right. My values are still the same. If you knew me before, you're going to know me now. My values are still the same.
Well, that's amazing. You were just in Washington, D.C., weren't you?
Yes, I was. And I had a good time with that. Ended up praying for people there.
There's a lot of people who need prayer there.
Yes, that's true. And a lot of people are under a lot of pressure because they are trying to carry a heavy load in Washington, D.C. And with this COVID time, you know, whether it's present or past, it's still a lot of concerns to people, and they want to know who's going to represent them with what their concerns are. And I would like to be the one, so.
Very good. And Evelyn Rogers appears on your ballot under the party of independent this time.
That's correct.
Now, some key questions. Are you a supporter of pro-life?
Oh, I am, yes. I think pro-life is very important, whether it's pro-life as far as before a baby is born or after a baby is born, all the way up to, you know, at the end of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't value life all the way from the beginning all the way to the end, then I think there is a change that needs to happen. People are needing to recognize that life is important. And during this type of an era when people are coming face to face with, well, am I going to be alive or am I going to die? It's like, maybe they better recognize that life is very important.
Indeed. We're speaking with Evelyn Rogers, and she is running for U.S. House District Number 1 here in Oklahoma. Now, when we have things like education, I know one of the questions that you were asked recently here, should states be required to adopt federal education standards?
Well, I know that federal education standards have been set in place, but there are many kids who are totally unable to meet those standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe they should be penalized because they can't meet those standards.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times parents will recognize what their kids need, whether they're on one end of needs or another end of needs. And if they are given opportunities to recognize, hey, you know, we're in this local area and we've got these specific choices that we could make here, you know, as in, do you have a charter school? Do you have private schools? Do you have to send them always to public schools? Or can you make a choice with one of these other options? I think the parents as well as the students need to be given the opportunity to choose. I know when I was growing up, I recognized that I was playing a violin in early years of life. And the school that I was being requested to attend was only a slight difference. It was 2 miles for the one school or 2.5 miles for the other school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was being asked to go to the one versus the other. And I had understood that there was a better educational possibility for me with the other school. So my parents and I went to the local Board of Education, and we requested, could I possibly go to that other school? I did, and I was very happy about it, and I was happy that they would listen to what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that on a local level, because locally you can do a lot.
Yeah, you can.
And some people don't even recognize that. They think, well, only the federal government's going to solve it. No, if we can back off of some of the pressure that the federal government has given to people in various states, the state governments know more of what their people in that state are like and what types of needs they have. And if they don't, then people on the local level need to let it be known to the states, and then the states can let it be known to the federal government.
Very good. We are talking with Evelyn Rogers, and she is running for U.S. House of Representatives, District 1 here in Oklahoma, going up against the incumbent Kevin Hearn and also co-challenger or another challenger, Kodjo Asamoah Caesar. Now, when it comes to things like trade, and we seem to have like a patchwork at times with our trade agreements, where do you stand on trade as far as the federal government is concerned?
I think that each trade deal should be considered on a case-by-case merit, because sometimes people are asking for too many things in that trade area, and they're needing to be thinking through, okay, what is being asked for out of this type of a trade?
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful with that. Boy, I tell you, I think we've let ourselves slip over the years, do you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, goodness sakes. And when it comes to spending, we have all kinds of different things that come into play. We've recently had this COVID-19 situation. And are you in agreement that financial relief to businesses is something that was a good thing and perhaps is probably a good thing going forward?
Yes, I think it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some things I've thought through about this is that, you know, businesses are like at the heartbeat of America.
They are.
And if people recognize that, how do people get jobs these days? If it isn't the businesses that are opening up for jobs, then how is it to go forward? See, businesses, especially small businesses, they need to have somebody that's supportive of them and behind them and standing behind them and mm-hmm. recognizing, okay, what do they need right now to support their workers? They know what their workers need. Their workers are not going to let them be without knowledge of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell them. And, you know, if you recognize the heartbeat of America being these businesses, then you're going to recognize, okay, if I support them and I help them on a federal level,
mm-hmm.
I help them, then they will see to it that their people are also helped. Because it's almost like, you know, if you can pour out the funds in the right places at the right time, then the funds that had been, quote, depleted can now be given back into,
mm-hmm.
and there can be a flow of funds available. For instance, with federal spending in certain areas, if one is going into debt with too many funds going in one direction and the people that are receiving them are saying, you know, you've given us too many funds, you think, no, that couldn't happen. But yes, it is happening, even mm-hmm. in the state of Oklahoma. They have said, okay, there were too many funds given to the state level.
Mm-hmm.
Then what about giving them to the businesses? How about giving some funds to people? There's a lot of people out of work.
Mm-hmm.
They're needing some help, and they're needing it right now.
So redirection is not a problem.
Oh, no, I don't see a problem with that at all.
Oh, very good. We're talking with Evelyn Rogers here, and she is running for a U.S. House of Representatives, and that is District 1 against Kevin Hearn and Kodjo Asamoah Caesar. Now, when it comes to some of the other things that you say you've never wavered on.
No.
You've got a lot of very firm beliefs. And when it comes to things like the First Amendment and even the Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
no wavering?
No wavering. Yeah. you know, the amendments to the Constitution were done for a purpose.
Correct.
And it took a lot of effort in order to get amendments in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's one or all the way up to the end. You know, each state had to consider before they would buy into having those amendments.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, once we have collectively with the U.S. values,
mm-hmm.
you know, those amendments need to be thought through very carefully. They're there for a purpose. And if they're there for a purpose, how about somebody supporting those things and not just fighting against them?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fight against them, there's a way to do it legally. Go ahead and start moving the direction of seeing something different put in its place. But a lot of people won't. They will stand and instead protest against something and think that that's the only way they can get through. When if you go through it properly, you can see changes happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings me to my next question. We've had a lot of protests, some well-intentioned, there have been a lot of people who've been bad actors joining in,
yeah,
and causing trouble on what they call the backside of these things.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see that as a lawmaker when you have a First Amendment issue that starts turning dangerous as far as, you know, people's lives being in danger?
Yeah. Well,
once again, got to stick with the first, right?
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. See, the First Amendment's there. The Second Amendment's there. The people who are supportive of them need to stand firm on their belief in them, mm-hmm, and that they were there for a purpose. You know, sometimes people, for instance, think, okay, what about gun rights?
Mm-hmm.
Is gun rights important? Mm-hmm. What is to the people that got guns? They're trying to protect themselves. But it's also a problem for those who are in schools saying, if people bring guns to school, mm-hmm, what is this going to do for us? We have to wear a shield of protection?
Mm-hmm.
Are we safe there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's also the same, of course, with the COVID, mm-hmm, situation. Are people safe going back to schools even with that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
A lot of gray area.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. When it comes to Obamacare, what is your stand on that, Evelyn?
Well, I think that Obamacare needs to be repealed. Now, some, mm-hmm, people say, but we don't have any other insurance. Well, something else can surely be put into place that will actually benefit and not take away from you. Mm-hmm. For instance, when I was still on Obamacare,
mm-hmm,
I recognized, okay, there isn't seeming to be anything else that I can get because the business that I was working for had that as the only option.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that is relaxed and said, okay, what type of insurance would you like? Would you like a choice of Obamacare? Would you like a choice of another plan? A choice of another plan? Then there can be more of a balance of, okay, this will work better for my family or that or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that Obamacare needs to be 100% eliminated. If it is helping people, why can't those principles be put into another plan,
mm-hmm,
and not be a required plan out of you? That's where I had a problem with it.
I know many of my friends who are in their 60s were wondering why they had to be concerned about pregnancy issues under Obamacare.
Right.
Being male and 60, and some of them were widowers. And they're like, mm-hmm, well, that's the law. And they really saw that didn't really meet what they were up against.
Right.
But
and it didn't meet because it wasn't meeting what their needs were.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I want to be a representative that can meet people's needs in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not the all-end-all type of thing, being a representative of that, especially if you have no one getting back to you and saying, these are the types of needs I have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't have to be in an antagonistic way, mm-hmm, telling you what their needs are.
Correct.
But they can tell you what their needs are and it be happening in a fully functional, legal way, and everyone can benefit from it and not just, okay, we've gotten rid of this system. Now, is there anything that's going to work that's going to be put in place? It needs to be put into place and there be a proactive discussion as to, okay, what types of needs do you have?
Mm-hmm.
How do you see them best met by a new legal thing put in place?
We're talking with Evelyn Rogers, and she is running for U.S. House of Representatives, District 1. This is where I tell all of our candidates, you now have the stump for a couple of minutes to tell us what you got and why folks should vote for you on Election Day.
Well, I run, and I want to represent you. Now, you have to let me know who you are and what type of things your needs are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't suggest, okay, these are the things that I need to see put in action, how am I to best represent you?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be one who can represent you with the best possibility that I have within me to do that. Now, my Republican values have not changed. I still have those. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like, because I've seen some things occurring in Congress before of Well, the Republicans will do only what the Republicans will do, and the Democrats will do only what the Democrats will do, then there has been a division on both sides. Only the Democrats are going to vote this way, and only the Republicans are that way. And there's no discussion back and forth with each other of, you know, if I were to give in just a little bit and help in that area, and to some of them give in and help with the others, there might be a collaboration together and less dissent that is occurring between the parties. And running as an independent, I should have that opportunity to be able to make that difference. So when there's feedback on a community level, when there's feedback in a congressional level, my time of going to D.C., I began to see things a little bit different, began to get a perspective of, if we will go and pray for people, we may see answers coming from God. He's the one I want to represent in the first place.
There you go.
Because we got a foundation of Judeo-Christian values that established the United States when it was born. It needs to be carried on with full force right now, and I want to stand for that, and I don't want anybody to dissuade me in the slightest. I am standing for God to be promoted in this sort of thing. And I, since he's my number one anyway, I'm going to represent him.
Mm-hmm.
What he shows me, I'm willing to do. But I need to also have feedback from the people that I'm representing.
Very good. Evelyn, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, I've got an email address that's got my name in it, and with a yahoo.com. It's evelynlrogers@yahoo.com.
Very good. So if you have questions or concerns and maybe needs, just tap out an email, and I'm pretty darn sure you're going to respond.
That's right.
Evelyn, thank you for being our guest today.
Oh, well, thank you.
All righty. Stay right there. We've got more coming up.